Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Now, Phil, did you get the AFL Grand Final tip right?
No, I didn't. I tipped Geelong.
Isn't that funny?
The first half, I'll tell you what, I was all over it, though, Rick.
Well, actually, I'll tell you something. There's two halves to a game of footy.
I found that out.
Now, I honestly... the funny thing was, as our listeners would know, I've been tipping Richmond from halfway through the season. And even though they're 15 points down, I didn't feel all that worried.
Really?
Not that worried.
If Geelong could have put them away though, Rick, I think halftime was 5-5 to 2-3 or 3-2.
3-2.
So correct. 10 scoring shots to 5. Should have been at least 7-3 or even 8-2, I reckon. They've missed some easy goals. And
you're right. And I'd say that you are absolutely right that 10 shots to 5 indicated Geelong's dominance of the game. But, and you know, maybe it's just the great belief of good sides coming back. But I couldn't believe that Richmond simply hadn't been in the game. And I just had this feeling that they're going to turn up sooner or later.
Look, I can't disagree with you because you're waiting for them to come back, but then they just... More errors after errors.
Well, the thing that amazed me, dare I say this, because you're the Port Adelaide member, they looked like Port Adelaide for the first quarter and a half because they were kicking to the opposition, dropping
Fumbling
the ball,
and
you know, hospital handballs, loopy things.
Yep.
They looked like Port Adelaide at their best.
Well, then it went to half time, and I forgot what the score was because that half time break went forever. What was that about,
what
Rick?
About Shepherd and Geronimo?
I switched off. I opened another beer up there.
the thing I was impressed by, and I guess it's if you've got experienced heads, but I don't know whether you can recall, but they were actually 22 points down, you know, just before half time.
Yep.
And Richmond got a goal back, and it was Jack Riewoldt who pulled the forwards together. And evidently said, listen, it's time we did the proverbial and got our fingers working. And after half time, it was just a different side.
But Tom Lynch didn't listen. Because he was no good all day.
Now, that's a very harsh.
Harsh, but true.
What about them booing him when they went up to get
good
his medal?
Yeah. No, not a big fan.
Well, the rumour is that he's a white line fever man, that he's off the ground. He's a really nice guy.
Probably is.
But to be honest, and I'm not, you know, I pick Richmond to win, but he possibly deserves the booing because, do you know, he's been five times.
Five?
Five times before the match review this year and been fined.
Not suspended, was he?
Well, it's about time they suspended him.
Well, he must be one of those...
Golden Boys.
Yeah, Golden Boys.
Now, speaking of Golden Boys, what about the concussion and Dangerfield in the opening minutes?
We had a quick chat just before, I reckon he'd be unlucky to get a game, and certainly being Paddy Dangerfield, he was never, ever going to get a game.
Correct.
Was he?
That's the
never,
point.
Ever going to get a game.
Not even it penciled in.
No, but he was certainly going for the handball to loop it up over. Yeah. And he's virtually run into his elbow, but he was never going to get suspended.
I totally agree with what your comments and the description. The interesting thing, and we'll never know, if it had been Fred Brown, I reckon they would have at least reviewed it.
Is he playful?
Well, that's right. He's actually playing for the Tanunda Seconds. But I think that it was never going to happen because it was Dangerfield.
No, I agree.
You know, Fred Brown might have got off as well, but it wouldn't have been just... Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was unconscious.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Yeah, he was in a bit of trouble,
he was in a big strike. Anyway...
What about Gaz? Quickly, Gaz. I mean, he's finished and he busted his shoulder again. And,
well, he did. Evidently, it's the shoulder that he's done before. You know, to be honest, and, you know, there's emotion and there's... Well, we're going to talk about Scott in a minute, but, you know, grand final, sympathy is one thing, but winning a grand final is more. Now, everyone says, oh, I'd prefer to win a flag than win the Brownlow or whatever.
Yep.
Now, you know, and don't get me wrong, great player, but if you're injured, you can't play, whether it's your last game, don't come back on.
Yeah.
And I would think that he would have been the one insisting that he goes back on.
Oh, I reckon he would have.
And that puts the coaching staff into a shocking position.
I mean, did you see a couple of times? He only just sort of fell over a couple of times. And,
that's right.
And yeah. he was in some pain.
He was. Now, listen, before we finish the AFL,
yep.
Help me out, because I don't know whether I was out of the room or whatever. Did Dangerfield get in? Did he play the second half?
Yeah, he was in the in his forward pocket.
Oh, was he?
What, he was in the forward pocket.
In his lounge
or
room?
Forward or he was playing out of that pocket there anyhow. So
now, that brings me to what I want to say. I've had my serious doubts about Chris Scott as a coach for
absolutely.
A long time. But there's a side that should have been more than 15 points up at halftime.
Yep.
Had the game, as it were, in control, within half a quarter, they've not only been caught up, but gone past. And what's he done? Tactical move, Dangers sitting in the full forward pocket. Not to be.
How was his stats?
The stats indicated. I mean, Dangerfield's, he's got a whole 12 touches for the day, but
he gets that in a quarter normally.
Well, in the second half, he's touched the ball four times in two quarters.
I mean, that is ridiculous. That's when they need him in there.
Well, surely. I mean, no one can run with Dusty. And people say, oh, they were lucky goals. They're not. He does that all the time.
No one else would have kicked them.
That's right.
But no, not lucky.
But they're not luck. But surely if you're down, it's the last game. You've got everything to lose.
Throw anything in there.
That's right. Now, you leave Dangerfield at full forward. When you've got the great Tom Hawkins.
Who? Did he play?
Well, I mean, what? And he's meant to be a coach.
Oh, I have my doubts.
Don't you get your action players where the ball is?
Well,
and it ain't down in the Geelong forward line.
He's got him to a grand final. It's probably going to get him another year or two, but he is damn lucky if he does, because I've got my grave doubts that he's any good.
Well, I mean, I'd love, and we'll never know, I'd love him in particular to sit down in the cold light of day and explain what possible tactic he was attempting to use.
Mm.
Because it's all very well to say, well, you know, he probably would convert. Hang on, if the ball's not down there, it doesn't matter
if you're standing there.
You don't get the ball if it's not given to you.
You're spot on, Rick.
Oh, could you repeat that one time? Anyway.
It's not often you are, but you were. Dusty was unbelievable.
Was unbelievable.
I mean, that was...
And the other quiet achiever, I mean, there were a number of them, but I think the subtle influence of Jack Riewoldt in the second half was fantastic.
Look, he doesn't have to do much to be valuable.
It's the inspirational, and he's kicking for goal. If you had money,
and he doesn't miss very often.
Very, very good. But should
quickly mention Basher Hooley. You know, he popped a calf early.
Great courage.
And away he went. I mean, and they reckon he's going to get another year too. Yeah. So, and good on him.
Yeah.
He's still playing good
footy. It's amazing, isn't it? We all have to be careful. I wasn't one of them, but there are some people saying, "Oh, gee, he had a quiet one." Well, given that he was. The coach said, "Can you get back? I need you."
Mm.
And he did it for the coach.
Yep.
Did it for the team. Yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah.
But anyway, really,
grand final. I enjoyed it. I think it was good.
Well. I enjoyed last night the rugby too. I'll just mention, I know you can't spell the word rugby.
Melbourne, I watched the last 10 minutes.
Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
2 out of 2.
I went for the Panthers because.
Well, you got 0 out of 2.
Funny enough. No, I don't mind the Melbourne Storm, but seeing where the Panthers are bowls, at Lawn Bowls, you see.
Oh, I see.
We're called the Panthers. So.
Do you give most teams 20 odd point start at half time as well?
Not Saturday, but we do Sundays, I tell you that.
Now, but anyway, AFL final, rugby final, all basically sort of just disappear into insignificance.
Yep.
Compared with the performance of the Redbacks.
The Redbacks?
The Redbacks.
What, at Karen Rolton?
They're back.
They're back.
They're back. Yeah.
Did they win?
The coach. No, they didn't win. But the new coach, Dizzy.
Yes.
Out of isolation.
Oh, is he finally?
Yeah, out of isolation. He's given them a big tick.
A tick?
A tick.
For a draw.
For fighting. They're the words he used. Fighting through the last day.
Oh.
Hey, to drag out a draw.
Oh.
I wonder what it would feel. I wonder if he might have suggested that maybe they'd shown something and made a bit more than virtually nothing in the first innings.
195.
They wouldn't actually. They couldn't make 200.
Tim Payne made that on his own, didn't he?
And they described the Karen Rorton Oval as a road. It's that a road. Flat, a road.
Wow. No wonder Travi made runs.
Well, that's right. What did he make?
99, didn't he?
No.
He was out at 99. First slip caught the ball, second slip caught the piece of bat off the bloody thing.
Well, the rumour is that's correct, except the umpy said he could keep going.
Really?
Yeah, the umpy thought that he needed the bat. Yeah, Sandy Creek, they probably think so. But no, the umpy.
He wasn't out.
Well, the umpire. I saw it. The umpire didn't think he was out.
Wow.
Eh? That I thought the white walking stick and the dog sitting behind the stumps was a bit of a giveaway. But so anyway, Trevi's batted 370, not out.
Wow. Well,
in two digs, that's a good score.
Yeah, I didn't think he could do it.
But anyway, I mean, how can the coach give credit for batting through and getting a draw? I might say to our listeners, this is the side that we fought valiantly to get a draw against, who got beaten outright by over an innings by Queensland in the previous week. No, they're back. They're back. That's good.
At least we got Payne back into some form too.
We have. You know. But it all's well because the women's BBL's back.
It's back.
It's on. And guess what?
We didn't win.
Strikers forever.
Oh.
Hey?
Did I miss that?
The Redbacks don't know how to win, but our strikers, they're all over it. And guess what?
What's that,
I mean, Rick? Talk about...
Yep.
Talk about local superstars.
Yep, yep.
Headlines everywhere after the great strikers win. Teen sensation Darcy Brown is one of the most promising young fast bowlers in the country.
Oh, okay.
Yep. 116 clicks per hour.
Is she leg spinner or off spinner?
Hey, no, she's it's one of the quickest. Really that
quick, is it?
Well, they have done some research.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of they haven't quite come up with the conclusion whether 116 Ks is quick enough to knock the bales off or not.
This could be our last show, listeners.
But that's unbelievable.
Yeah. She got three for that, didn't she, apparently? Yeah.
Look, I'm not knocking the kid, but I just think that it is, and I've got nothing against women playing cricket, but if you're claiming at 116 Ks an hour that you're one of the quickest bowlers going around, then I think we've got to look at the overall standard. You know, for instance, the batting in women's cricket looks good, but then again, if that's the bowling sorts of standards, then okay, I'll come out and say it because it could be our last show. There's primary school boys who bowl quicker than that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, our male spinners do bowl at 100 over 100 k's an hour.
But anyway, they're playing against right, and it was a great win. The most interesting thing.
Yep.
And I must confess, as the leaders have probably gathered, I don't follow women's cricket with a great deal of enthusiasm. However, the game was really won and lost by this young recruit that we've from South Africa. Yeah. And for the life of me, I can't remember her name at the moment. She made 51 not out. Oh, I know what her name is. It's Laura Woolvart. Only 21, and she's the South African Cricketer of the Year.
Yep.
And obviously, in relation to the standards of the game, she can play.
Yeah.
In that 51, she got 8 fours, 4 8s to 32. So 32 of her 51. The strikers gathered in. The Hurricanes only made 84. But then again, all you got to do is beat.
Yeah,
what's out there, and the strikers got there with 14 overs, 2 for 85. So,
easy
it's
win,
better to win than lose, isn't it?
Yep.
There's no doubt about that.
Rick, have we... Oh, okay, you're going to go through the...
I am, because I mean...
We're running out of time, but
let's quickly do this, because, you know, I mean, people may claim that I'm a sack and knocker, but I think this sums it up. Now, this isn't me speaking. No. I'm quoting purely from, actually, the Sunday Mail. Long-time South Australian Cricket Association member who paid her fees before the October 30th deadline says she is not sure what she is paying for, even if they have been slightly discounted. The sacker is, quote, optimistic it will have international and big bash cricket at Adelaide Oval this summer, but there are no guarantees of such matches or even getting a ticket despite paying the fees. If there are matches, members face going into a ballot due to the reduced seating. So it will be the luck of the draw. The reader says paying for something you might not get on dates you might not be able to make it and drawn from a ballot makes a feel a little bit like a sucker.
Yeah, well, I can relate to that because I was a bit the same with my Port membership this year.
Yeah.
And... you could sit out in the rain too. That was the other thing. Whereas I knew that my membership, I was going to be sitting undercover.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So I
now, in defence, and you and our leaders, I think, know that very rarely will I defend Saka. But in their defence, even though it was, as it were, in the small print, when the membership office came out, those sorts of details were labelled that you weren't guaranteed, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. So buyer beware, I guess. But nevertheless... I mean, you know, it won't surprise me if she finishes up not seeing anything.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't see a game of footy and I spent nearly $700.
Yeah, but you, if anyone can afford it, it's you, Phil. Just consider it a donation to the club.
Got it in my back pocket.
That's right. Now,
have we got a joke, Rick?
We have got a joke.
Okay.
Absolute classic. A man and his wife were woken about 3 o'clock in the morning by a loud pounding on their front door. The husband got up and staggered to the door, which he opened to see an absolute drunken stranger standing in the pouring rain. The drunk asked if the man could give him a push. "Now go away," the man said angrily. "Don't you know it's about 3 o'clock in the morning?" He slammed the door and went back to bed. "Who was that?" asked his wife. "Oh, just a pisspot wanting a push," he replied. "Did you help him?" "No, I didn't. It's 3 o'clock in the bloody morning and there's a cyclone raging out there." "Well, you sure have a short memory," she said. "Don't you remember driving home from the MCG last year after your beloved Magpies thrashed Melbourne? Your BMW broke down and it was a Demon Fans who got out in the rain and helped you. But now it's too dark and too wet for you to do the right thing. You should be ashamed of yourself." The man didn't say a word. He got up, dressed, and headed out into the storm. At the front gate, he looked out and called in the gloom. "Hello? Hello? Are you still there?" "Yes," came a voice from behind him, from his own backyard. "Do you still need a push?" the husband called out. "Yes, please. Where are you?" "Over here on the swing," replied the drunk.
Oh, well, Rick. No, that's good. We're almost gone 19 minutes.
We have, but so,
well and truly over time. Have. But
anyway, I hope, listeners, you've enjoyed it. It could be our last
show. Could be, so farewell.
Hopefully until next week. So until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.